USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Pennsylvania judge has issued an injunction to stop any further certification of election results in the state. The order set a hearing for Friday in a suit from several Pennsylvania voters challenging the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. State elections officials filed an appeal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court shortly after the injunction was issued. President Trump's campaign is also continuing their challenges of the vote in the state. At a gathering of Republican state lawmakers in Gettysburg Wednesday, Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis told the group that there are a few options for resolutions from their challenges.
You could call for a special election. Still, you can direct the manner of your electors. You have a variety of constitutional options, but one option should not be to ignore it and to certify a corrupted, irredeemably compromised election.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.